This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 51 for the high today. Would you put up with really, really bad sex if the rest of the relationship was outstanding? Now, 5 months ago, 5 months ago today, we had my dear friend Chris on with us, who was just struggling in his relationship. Mm-hmm. Everything was great. She had all the qualities he's ever wanted in a woman. She just head over heels for her, but worst sex he's ever had.
Yikers.
So we took a poll back in June on what Chris should do, break up or work it out. And this really was kind of 50-50. Take a listen to the clip of the original call from back in June with my buddy Chris.
The whole situation in the bedroom, it's kind of terrible. You know, she kind of lays there like a dead fish. And, you know, it's honestly quite uncomfortable for me. So, you know, I always ask her if everything is okay. And she's like, yeah, it's amazing. And I'm like,
why do I
feel like you're holding your breath?
She's holding her breath while you guys are intimate?
Yeah, sometimes that's what it feels like.
Oh, my Lord. That's a tough scene right there.
It really is.
So we had people say that, Chris, it's over. You can't fix it. While others said this is totally worth trying to fix. Mm-hmm. Maybe the poor girl has faced some trauma. We don't know anything about it. But if I remember correctly, like you just heard, yes, Chris was concerned that she was laying there like a dead fish. So let me get him on with us to get a 5 month follow up of where they are today with their relationship. Chris, are you there, buddy?
What's up?
I love it.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Hey,
what up, King?
Thanks for jumping back on with us, man. So, people were asking in the last couple months, what happened to your buddy Chris? And I'm like, this is perfect. We talked to you last on June 14th, and here we are exactly 5 months later. What's the situation with your girlfriend, Abigail?
Since then, Abigail and I decided to part ways.
Yeah, we kind of figured that was going to happen. Yeah, it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out.
Can we be a little bit more sensitive towards Chris?
Sorry. Are you okay?
Or
have you fired up the BetterHelp subscription yet?
You know, it's a little unfortunate, but I will say it wasn't for a lack of trying on my part.
No, for sure. You sounded, when we last talked to you, all in.
Yeah. What happened? Because did you bring this up to her?
I did. So, you know, I told her I was willing to be extremely patient and work with her on whatever she needed. Because our relationship, all kidding aside, really was pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
but everything in the bedroom was just so off, you know? I mean, you guys remember what we talked about.
Why don't you get everyone up to speed?
Well, the sex was just terrible.
To put it super lightly.
Yeah, I think Moose said last time, you know, when you get to a point in your relationship where you got a pound of Celsius before having sex with your girlfriend, there's a problem.
Yeah, he did say that, didn't he? It's wild.
Yeah, you know, so I...
Which you were having to do, all kidding aside.
Yeah, no, I was. It's true. That's, you know, it was great advice.
He wasn't that off base.
Did she know you were pounding energy drinks before being intimate with her?
No, I was kind of hiding that from her. It's not like I was doing it in front of her.
Well, let's call it a spade a spade. I'm sure she could feel your heart racing. So there's that.
And it wasn't from the sex.
No.
Because like you put it, there were times, I remember you sharing this with us in June, where she laid there like a pillow.
Yeah.
And she would hold her breath. Was that the case?
Yes, she would hold her breath. And, you know, I didn't know what was going on. So when I spoke to her, I asked her if there was any, you know, trauma going on in her life or something that may have happened in the past that she wanted to share with me. And she said no.
That was very sensitive of you.
And on top of that, she also said, this sex was great and please stop bringing it up.
Oh.
Which was weird for me because it was really confusing and I really wanted to say back to her, the sex was great with who?
OT. OT, Chris. That's absolute tea. Yeah, you know, in the lesbian world, we call her a pillow princess. So there's that.
Yeah, so, okay, so Chris, back to the whole pillow princess talk. When did you actually part ways? Because we last talked to you in June about this, and you guys split up when?
A couple months later. You know, there was one night, though, where we just connected so well and had, like, an awesome date, and we ended up being intimate that night, and it was actually pretty amazing. Not once was she like, ouch, 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 or stop, 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 stop.
The ouch.
You know, and because that was one of the things that she, you know, she did when we were being intimate. And just from that alone, I was like, you know, this relationship has a shot. And literally, like a week later goes by, and she says that she wants out of the relationship.
Wait, she's the one that broke it off?
She actually broke up with me. Yeah.
Oh,
you didn't. You failed to mention that part, Chris.
Yeah, you didn't lead with that at all.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. So, is this something you want to try to see if this is something you can work out with her, or it's done? You guys are over with.
No, I think we tried everything. I think I got to a point where I was just, you know, so exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, not from a lack of sex, but just in general playing the guessing game with her. So, needless to say, it ended, and I'm back on Hinge.
Oh! That took 3 days. Perfect. Christopher, sweetie. I want to just be fully transparent. How are the matches looking?
You know, they're looking pretty good. They're looking pretty good.
Have you been intimate with anyone since Abigail?
No comment.
Don't worry, we're not going to put you in the hot seat, just out of curiosity. Out of the people you've been intimate with, would you say it's been better than the intimacy you shared with Abigail?
100%. Mm-hmm. And not to throw shade at Abigail or anything, but I don't have to pound an energy drink before going in the bedroom. You know what I mean? Right,
that's important, yeah. Right.
Yeah, not shady at all.
Well, dude, thank you so much. I'm glad, you know, as long as you're happy, man. I'm sorry it didn't work out, but like you said, it wasn't for lack of trying on your part.
Right, it wasn't.
Last time we talked to you in June, a lot of people were questioning on whether or not this was your deal. You know, the reason why the sex was so bad, it was most likely she was suffering from trauma or you were doing something wrong.
Right.
And you're basically saying that's not the case at all.
Correct. I mean, I feel like I tried everything I could to, you know, make this relationship work.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
In and out of the bedroom. So sometimes it just doesn't work, you know?
Yeah.
That's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, Chris. We're so happy for you, though. I mean, you know, onwards and upwards, buddy. Nothing but good vibes from here on out. And amazing sex.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, Breezy. And Moose, thank you guys for all the advice. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
We gave you none.
We didn't do literally a thing but make fun of you, but thank you so much for the time.
We gave you none. All right, Chris, we'll be in touch, man. I'll give you a call after the show.
All right, sounds good. Hey, wait, one more thing. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, from my more recent experience, I have had no complaints about what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We didn't ask, but yeah. Thank you so much for clarifying that.
Thanks for adding that in there, buddy.
These are your friends, Moose, not mine, so we'll let him go.
I know. All right, bye, Chris.
Take care.
Okay, I love him. Sarah just texted in and said, I remember you guys talking about this months back, and
yeah.
I was one of the people who was very adamant about him working it out, and now after this call, I think maybe it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will happen.
This person says, I'm not going to lie, I was hating on Chris. I thought he was just bad at sex, and then she was too scared to tell him, but I legit think she just didn't like him.
I didn't realize she broke up with him.
As a woman, when you don't like someone or feel something, it's really hard to be intimate.
100%. I think that goes both ways.
Well,
maybe not. Oh, by the way, we got a listener that just texted in and said, Moose, your friend Chris sounds hot. He is. He's a very good-looking guy.
Literally, him coming on the show, he's like, I want to give an update. He's soliciting for other women.
So. No. Do you like guys who are 5'3"? Little Shaboozy on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. This is your chance to be heard. There are plans for the $61 million makeover of the Rochester Riverside Hotel. That's the hotel on East Main Street. Been boarded up since 2020. You can't miss that old, beautiful crack house downtown. Big pink building.
I don't think we should call it a crack house.
Well, but on Thursday, the Monroe County, the County of Monroe Industrial Development Agency, who I like to call COMIDA, will hold.
That's not just it. Making up words.
They're going to hold a public hearing about whether to provide tax breaks to the developers. The only thing I question about this, I love that they're trying to fix up a lot of these old dilapidated buildings because, like I said, that's been boarded up for almost the last 5 years. They want to convert this building into a mixed-use property. So they want it to be hotel rooms, apartments, convention space, and restaurants.
It's like a one-stop shop.
Is it a recipe for disaster, though, if they were to do that? Do people who own...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of the or even rent, appreciate sharing it with people who use it as a hotel at the same time. And I know there's like my buddy and used to, when I was in Hollywood, used to live at the W Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They had rooms for rent there, but I'm like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I could not live in a hotel. That same thing down in Canandaigua, Hotel Canandaigua, they have $700,000 condos at the top of the building. But you who have to go through, I mean, you don't, I guess there's probably a separate entrance, but like you have to get up there somehow.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Going through the hotel.
Well, here's the thing. And every hotel has a bar. And
that's what I'm saying.
Also like, very tempting to be down there every night, hanging out.
And you're meaning to tell me like there's a separate gym and amenities like.
Yeah, of course. It's all separated.
But I don't know.
You know what? If they're going to do it, hey, it's better than it just sitting there being boarded up. I know I don't live too far from there, but I've seen 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning lights in that hotel still on. So you know people are most likely transients living inside there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility. Yep. The meeting is going to be at 10 a.m.
this morning. That's going to be at the County of Monroe Industrial Development Agency. Those offices are at 50 West Main Street in downtown Rochester. So I'm very interested to see what they come up with.
Right.
Coming up on the show, did any of you last night, I know Breezy, you did, go see our girl Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium? She was at the Kodak Center.
Mm-hmm, she was. We had her on the show a couple weeks back, and it was a really, it was an experience, I will say that.
Yeah.
It was Teresa Caputo Live, the experience.
I'm so interested in hearing how, why it was so emotional for so many people that went.
It was wild. If you were there last night, 585-252-9800, you want to hear your experience and your reaction to it. But I will share what happened and every story that was told coming up next.
98PXY, see her live.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you went to go see Teresa Caputo last night at the Kodak Center talking about the Long Island medium?
It was insane. We did have her on the show a couple weeks back to promote her show at the Kodak Center.
Yep.
That obviously was last night. A lot of people showed up and showed out. And it was, needless to say, an experience.
You know, I asked her on the phone, what can people expect who have never been to one of your shows? And she said, a wide range of emotions. You'll be at the edge of your seat. There's going to be a lot of tears. There's definitely going to be some laughter because she's very
hilarious. Yeah.
Did you shed tears last night?
I was sobbing.
Really?
Yes.
About why?
So let's walk through the entire experience, right? So I got tickets through her PR person because yep. We did the interview. You obviously didn't have the opportunity to go, so I gave them away to some listeners.
Okay.
Which was really fun. We all sat together and she comes. Well, first of all, the first thing that kind of threw me off was we all stood up for the national anthem before she even came out.
Really?
Which was wild.
Okay, love that.
So yeah. My girlfriend's like, okay. So we're all like standing for the national anthem, whatever. She comes out. Her hair is obviously touching the ceiling, like so big.
It's very high.
So big.
Very high.
And she's wearing this like full sequence dress with the droopy sleeves and like the feathers. It was like, it was crazy.
So
and
for
I was
her,
like, drop the link, Teresa.
Total production.
Total production. And she's standing on the stage and she has lights behind her and all this stuff. She gives the rundown like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is how tonight's going to go, blah, blah, blah. So after her spiel,
yeah,
she walks off. She starts going to the right of the stage and then she automatically pivots and goes left. And she comes down into the crowd and she has herself, her mic's on her face, and she has two cameramen because it's projecting onto the screen so everyone can see because she's in the audience. You know what I mean? So she just starts asking. She goes to the general area of which the loved one is who has deceased loved one who has
got
passed. And she starts asking, like, who is deceased from a surgery that went wrong?
So okay? somebody had surgery, passed away from it.
Yeah, unexpectedly. Like, sure, it was elective or it didn't need to happen or whatever. And, like, four people raised their hand, okay? And then she, like, narrows it down to more specific details. And then someone, like, actually claims it. And the people who thought it was for them are like low key disappointed because they're like,
right,
I
they
thought
want
that
a
was
reading
like for me. You
yeah,
know?
Of course.
She did an amazing job because there were like everyone there for those people. She just had to kind of weave in and out of who was for what and what was for what message was for which person or which family.
Yeah, I can't imagine you would attend a show like this if you weren't a believer. Because you have to walk into something like this completely open-minded.
But on the other hand, Moose, there were people there who weren't believers they left believers.
Of course. They a lot of people want proof. If I see it, I'll believe it. Probably last night was a great example of that because she's been around a long time, the Long Island medium. Did you get a chance to talk with her?
No. We weren't close, like on the floor. To where she was doing readings, but it was so I'll go on to the next. One of the most impactful ones for me was this older woman. She was a grandmother. And she was kind of like in the back of the theater. And she, like, Teresa walks right over to her and literally stands right there. And she's like, who are you? And she, I mean, she didn't say who are you, but she basically was like, knew everything about her grandson who had passed. There's an ongoing investigation. Let's just say that, because she made it very clear. She's like, if a case is open or it's an ongoing investigation, I can't tell you
correct
what exactly happened, because like, I'm not getting involved in legal police work and things like that. But I will relay the messages from your deceased loved ones. So it was the Mima's grandson.
Yeah, she was probably just a wreck.
It was so emotional. My girlfriend and I dipped a little early because it was 9:45. I have to work. Like, I didn't want to be stuck in traffic. And I like could not pull myself out of the theater. And it was just so validating for her, because they were talking amongst, you know, themselves, and then everyone was hearing because they have microphones about how Mima like did not want her grandson to go out that day or that night. It all happened.
Total tragic accident.
She had a gut feeling something was wrong, and obviously he lost his life. And she said to her, Teresa said to Mima, she was like, you weren't going to come tonight, were you? And she's like, no, I don't really believe in this stuff. Like, my grandson wasn't really religious. Like, not that it has to be religious, but there is some tie to like spirits and religion, whatever that is that you practice. She was an absolute wreck. Rightfully so. Like, she's getting all these clarification and messages and just like closure. And it was so beautiful to see, because honestly, when you're sitting in that theater, even if you're not getting a reading, it was so beautiful to see someone physically have like a weight lifted off there. You could just see them healing right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, it's amazing to see. Especially, like you said, if you walked in there last night, we're talking about Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, was at the Kodak Center. If you're not a believer and you went in there last night, majority of people walked away a total believer. And she's not cheap either. I mean, you can get a personal reading with her. I think it's a couple $100 for maybe a half hour session.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been doing this a long time. Where was her show, TLC?
So she was on TLC for a minute, and she just switched over to Lifetime. So she's been on the air for well over a decade. And it was just really, this is my second time seeing her live. I saw her 10 years ago in Elmira. So random.
Yeah. If you don't know what she looks like, she basically is the female version of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
She gives me like Dolly Parton vibes, yeah, for sure.
Very bleach blonde hair, very high.
Very high.
She's
like, it kind of low key looks like a mullet, but like pop off, Teresa.
That's right. She's doing her thing.
It was just really cool. And if you don't believe in mediums and you don't believe in what goes on in the afterlife or spirits, I would highly encourage you to just test your mind a little bit. Go to something like this. And if you're still going to sit there and be like, she Googled everything. Yeah, she Googled everyone in the theater. Like, who has the time? She Googled everyone in the theater and all their loved ones that they've ever met, ever. It's like, I don't know. It's just why. There's no way. There's just no way.
People have a gift and they make a buttload of money using it. I'm no shade at Teresa Caputo. No. She's doing her thing. I'm glad you enjoyed the show, and I hope you guys did too, whoever went last night.
It was amazing.
To go see her. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow PXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.